Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, they said we couldn't do it. They said it was impossible, but here we are, episode number 5 of The Internship.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Last week on the episode, thanks so much, Johnny, by the way, for the intro. Last week on this internship podcast, we talked about what an asshole I was as a child in school. All of the fuckery that commenced while I went to school, while my parents worked so hard for their money, one as a teacher and one as a longshoreman, worked so hard to make sure that I got a good education. And I took that and went to school and left all day long. I would literally, sometimes, in my academic career, there's been 4 or 5 times where I actually threw up, regurgitated in the classroom because of how hard I was laughing. It was nonstop fuckery from the second we got in the morning until we left at the end of the day. And who better to prove my point than one of my past teachers? So joining me on the internship today is one of those teachers. He was my teacher from 6th to 8th grade, not because I got left back, but because he was one of my teachers for those 3 years. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mr. Richard Diffendale. Should I still call you Mr. Diffendale? Is that appropriate at this age?
It's up to you. Most people do. The ones that are respectful do.
How disrespectful we were when we were children. Your name is Richard Diffendale. What was the name that we all called you in school?
Was there one I didn't know about? I was going to say Mr. D or...
Well, we called you Dick Diffendale a lot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that was like something that we did in class too. You don't remember
that? To my face?
Yes, a lot of times.
That's a lot. I'm telling you, we're going back a long time ago.
Because you started in the school that I was in, you were a student teacher, and I was in 6th grade.
And that's right.
You were only like a couple of years older than us. I remember all the girls were like, oh my God, look at this. There's a young guy in here. Like you were like the hot thing of the school when you came around. Now you've been a teacher for how many years?
I think 16.
Oh my, that's not possible because it doesn't feel like I was in 6th grade 16 years ago.
Isn't it? But it's crazy how fast it goes, right?
Yeah. Well, welcome to the internship. Mr. Diffendale, Richard Diffendale, was my 6th, 7th, and 8th grade history teacher. He took over for the former history teacher before that. And on the podcast, we were talking about what a son of a bitch I was as a kid and how basically my entire class was just, we were real assholes all the way from middle school through high school, even into college for a little bit. So I want to know from you, now that you've got 16 years of experience under your belt as a teacher, worst kids you ever had as students, what did they do? The worst things that you've seen.
I'm pretty sure that it was someone in your class that threw a book at me. So that was pretty bad.
I knew you were going to mention
that. Now, the book didn't hit me, but it was thrown in my general direction, and there was a parent meeting, a whole thing. The student was not suspended. Or it might have been suspended, but he wasn't expelled. He wasn't kicked out. He ended up graduating, but that was pretty bad.
He did graduate.
He did graduate.
Exactly. I won't say his name, but I know exactly
what
you're
talking
about.
Yeah, we won't name names.
And it was a history textbook, which are the thicker ones out of all of the textbooks. What was going through your mind in that moment? I mean, here you are, you're a brand new teacher in the school, 10 minutes into the school year, because it was at the beginning of the year. How did you feel?
Obviously a little shocked, but, you know, you roll with it. I was young. I wasn't going to I didn't want to make a federal case out of it, but, you know, there's certain things you can't do. I don't care if you make fun of me. That's fine, because I'll make fun of you right back, but, you know, just don't throw shit.
Imagine having to give advice on the first day of class in the syllabus. Please don't throw shit during the day.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. Do not throw anything at me.
since then, because we were a very bad class. Like there were kids who were funny bad and disrespectful bad. Have you ever had any more disrespectful bad kids since then?
Yes.
What they
Although
do?
I got to tell you, as you get older, it gets much easier to like just let it roll off your back. Like when you're a new teacher, you take all that kind of stuff to heart. Like, what am I doing wrong? Because you don't really know what you're doing. Like the version of me that you and your friends had was not like the teacher that I am or the teacher I became. Like, you don't know what you're doing when you first step into that role. It's intimidating. Like, I don't care. Catholic school, public school, I don't care who you are. You're not a teacher until you actually do it. So it's not, looking back on it, it makes sense that like I felt like classes like yours gave me a hard time. Not out of a place of like hatred, I don't think.
Right, no.
But just because, you know, I'm new, I'm young. You're gonna take advantage where you can. It happens.
It's insane to think about the fact that you were 15 minutes into your first school year and a child, a sixth grade child, threw a textbook at your skull and you had to dodge.
Well, I think you guys were in seventh grade at that point. That was like my first year teaching. So I met you guys in sixth grade as the student teacher.
Right, right.
And then you were my first seventh grade class.
Not that that makes it much better, but still insane to think about that someone threw a textbook at you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a good story now to tell because it doesn't matter now.
Right. All these years later. Do you ever keep in touch with the kid that did that?
I've seen him, I think, maybe once after graduation. I'm pretty sure you were there when I, like, that was a...
It was a reunion.
Turned out to be that was like that reunion, and then we went out after us. That was fun to kind of connect with you guys in that way.
So when you're standing there getting a beer with the kid that threw a textbook at you about 15 years ago, how do you feel? Does it seem different now?
I don't think he's very much different. I think he was essentially the same person, just a little older.
Yeah.
But I harbor no like ill will toward him. I'm not going to carry that the rest of my life.
All right. So you were the bigger person for that. Now, there's two different kinds of kids that fucked around in class. There was the disrespectful bad that threw the textbook at you. There was also the funny bad where we would like take our shoes off before we walked into the room and confuse the teacher, turn the desks around so we were all facing the back of the room. And I've talked to the principal of my high school, where we probably messed around more than anyone. And he told me that kids are not as funny as they used to be. Like, kids don't do funny, disrespectful things anymore. Are you finding that in your classes now? Do you feel like kids don't mess around in a funny, practical joke way anymore?
No, they don't. I can't remember the last time I was pranked. Well, actually, I can. And it was like those kids are, I think, in their second year of college now. Like the last kids that graduated a school I worked with that actually pulled a prank on me like at graduation was at least 6 years ago. But you know what I think it is, Ant? They lack imagination. You know, everything's kind of spoon fed to them with all the technology around them. They've always had it. So I just don't think that they have as good as an imagination as kids used to, because they don't have to, because they don't really have to imagine anything they can think up now. They can plug into AI and it exists.
Right.
So that was, you're one of the last generations of.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Did.
We had a teacher who we walked into the room on one of the days, and we said, now there's 40 guys in this class, and we said, what if we just pretend there's a mouse on the floor the entire time that we're there? So that's what we did for 35 minutes. You don't see something like that in a classroom anymore?
No, and you know what? That's topical. It's funny. I'm sure that the teacher was probably annoyed at a certain point. If it's the teacher I think you're talking about, again, I don't want to name names on the podcast. We went to the same high school. We had a lot of the same teachers.
Yeah.
But I could picture it, and I could see it happening in that room. And if I was a high school kid, thinking it's hilarious, and it, as a teacher, probably not knowing what's going on.
That's so disappointing that there's no creative outlet for kids. Like we would go to school, and in the morning before class started, part of the prep for the day was figuring out how we were going to mess around throughout the day and what we were going to do to the teachers. And that's not included in the school day curriculum anymore.
No, it's not for sure. Which is good for the teachers, but, you know, the kids are missing out on you know, you're talking now years and years later. These are core memories for you guys. When you get together with your old friends, this is the stuff you talk about. Not what you learned on a Tuesday in October, but all the funny things you did.
Absolutely. You said that the last class to prank you did something really good at graduation. What did they do?
It was right before graduation. I walked in. My classroom was covered wall to wall in toilet paper. And someone popped out of the closet and glitter bombed me because they know I hate glitter. It gets everywhere.
See, that's creative.
So I the toilet paper is one thing, but the glitter threw me for a loop because I hate glitter and I didn't see them in there. So hats off to them. They hid. And
I love that. That's amazing.
It's good. It was good. You know, it's easy, simple, effective.
And it creates memories, like you said, that will last a long time. And one of the memories that I have of you, and I want you to recount this story for us. Now, keep in mind, this was your first year as a full-time teacher. You look, we're in seventh grade, and you look, and I mean this as a compliment, a couple of months older than us. And you,
I agree.
You came to pick us up from the music class where we had, I want to say, a 90-year-old nun who was really off.
She might have been late 80s at that point.
But. Okay. Really off of her rocker. Wild as can be. She's a nun screaming all over the place. Can you tell those that are listening to the podcast what happened that day when you picked us up from that class?
Okay. I remember it vividly as if it happened yesterday. I was wearing a pink shirt, right, that day, and a pink tie. Which is not school uniform. You guys were in, you know, light blue shirts or whatever. It was probably still summer because it was earlier in the year.
Yeah, that was the Catholic school.
I was brand new. I had been in, like, you know, weeks prior, like faculty meet, like beginning of the year meetings, like been introduced as like the new teacher taking over. So she'd seen me before because she's been in these meetings. So I walk in to grab you guys. Or I might have been dropping you off. I don't know. All I know is that I was halfway back up the steps. And someone from your class had to ran up the stairs after me and says, "Hey, listen, she wants to see you."
The nun.
Okay.
Yeah.
The teacher, the nun, wanted to see me. So I, okay, fine. I'm still new. Like, well, what could she possibly want? I walk downstairs, and it turns out that she had gotten mad at me for leaving the room thinking I was part of your class, even though I wasn't wearing the uniform and I was wearing pink. She was, like, seething that I had left the room without permission, not knowing that I was, in fact, the teacher. So that was pretty wild. She never made that mistake again. God bless her.
She was a teacher. She was responsible for children and didn't realize, couldn't make the connection that you were not one of the students.
Correct. But again, I guess it's a compliment because I looked so young. This is before my first grays came in. I didn't have a beard yet.
No.
So I get it. But my God, yeah, like, what are we doing, sister? Like, I've sat across the table from you for 3 days doing beginning of the year stuff, and you just, we checked out?
We went for lunch.
That's what happened. I don't know if I ever took her to lunch.
Oh, not yet. that's just...
Not at that point, but yeah, she was a wild card, man.
Shout out to Sister Mary Jane, first mention of her on the podcast. I don't think she's going to be listening to this.
She was something.
Mm-hmm. I got one more question for you before we go, because I was one of the kids that fucked around all the time. I was always breaking balls or helping other people break balls. And you were one of the people that, rightfully so, could have thrown me through the wall, could have kicked me out of the room. You never did. And one thing that you did was you pushed me to go for what I wanted to do in life, what I believed I wanted to do, which was do voices, do skits, be in entertainment. And it's one of the most cutthroat industries. It's the most, I think it is the most unsafe industry to possibly be in. Why'd you push me to go for that industry?
Okay, well, as well, I like to think myself that I have what you would call the it factor, a thing that can't be described. So when you have it, you see it in other people. And I saw it in you. Like, there's plenty of kids who try to be funny and fail. There's plenty of kids who can take someone's voice that we know, or a celebrity's voice, or a cartoon character's voice, and try and impersonate it. But every time you did it, Ant, it was spot on. So, like, I knew you had something. So that's why. That's the reason. Like, I chose to laugh with you rather than, you know, get mad at you, because I saw you potentially having a future in it. So I would have been a pretty terrible teacher not to push you towards something that I thought you could do despite the cutthroat nature of the industry. So you had the it factor and you still have it. And that's why you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know if you realize this or not, but out of all of the onstage performances I've ever done, yours was my first, because you're a musician. And by the way, shout out, let's plug your band here for a second. Go ahead, plug your band.
You can go on Spotify and you can check out two separate bands. One is Hole in One with a W, W-H-O-L-E in one. And the other is The Chase Scene. And the album is called The Mesereau Chronicles. You will not be disappointed, but go on.
Yeah, they're incredible bands. He plays incredible music. And in seventh grade, you did a performance in front of the whole school. And before you started, you had me open up for you by doing a couple of voices on the stage. So that seventh grade performance was the first time I ever got on a live microphone in front of a crowd of people.
I do believe that it was with my sister, and we were calling ourselves the Dharma Initiative because Lost was popular at that time.
Okay.
And you introduced us as Peter Griffin.
That's right. So here I am one more time. We're going to go full circle for this. This is Mr. Dick Diffendale on the internship. See, I still called you Dick because that's what we did in sixth grade.
I have a huge smile on my face, but it's hilarious. It's so good. It makes me so proud. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Diffendale. And thank you for continuing to inspire children, even if they're pains in the asses.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.